Continuing our 2023 Cleveland Guardians spring training coverage here on WEOL, we go back to the hotline where we are joined by lefty reliever Sam Henches as he heads into year three with these Cleveland Guardians. And Sam, no secret about it, man. Last year, just a huge improvement for you. Numbers improving across the board. You had some nasty stuff coming out of the pen in a role that seems to suit you now very, very well. What was working for you last year that allowed you to really take that step forward?
I think going into last year, our main focus was just being aggressive. And I think throughout the course of last season, that was my main goal. And I think that led to some of the success that I had last year, was just trying to go out there and be aggressive in the strike zone early in counts. Obviously, coming out of the bullpen full time, you got to go out there and get outs as quickly as possible. So throwing strikes makes it a lot easier to get outs.
Not to get too deep into the metrics and I guess the nerd baseball type of stuff here, but just kind of looking at your Baseball Savant page, I noticed that the sinker was something that you really used a lot more of last season compared to 2021, throwing over double what you threw in 2021 compared to last year. Is that something that you'll look to kind of rely on even more here in 2023?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when we added it at the tail end of 2021 and then went into the offseason and worked on it a little bit, and then came into last season and started throwing it more. We actually implemented it to throw it mostly to right-handed hitters, but it ended up being a pretty good weapon to left-handed hitters. And yeah, definitely, it's going to be something that I will have to rely on a lot this year as well.
For a reliever like yourself, Sam, how much of a chess match is there almost on a year-to-year basis, and maybe even more frequently than that, just in terms of making adjustments against hitters, as I'm sure now, you know, other lineups will look at you with some more respect, some more fear maybe as they face you on the bump. How much adjusting has to happen on a year-to-year basis as other lineups kind of get more used to what you're bringing to the mound?
I think it happens a lot. You see guys make adjustments year-to-year, depending on who you're playing the most and in division teams. But it's just something that you got to make adjustments on the fly too. And that's a part of the game, and making adjustments throughout the season, kind of day to day and outing to outing, depending on how many times you're facing a certain team and how many times they get to see you.
Being able to take the mound in the postseason last year, Sam, what was that experience like? And what does that do for you in the offseason in terms of maybe giving you some more things to work on and focus on as you get ready for this year?
I think it was exciting for a lot of us. It was our first playoff experience and postseason that we got to be a part of. And I think that'll be huge going into this season. I think we all got a taste of what that postseason October baseball is like, and we're all hungry for it.
I talked to Trevor Stephan a little bit already, and he brought up Rigo Beltran, the new bullpen coach that you guys have. I'm sure you worked with him a little bit during your time with the Columbus Clippers, at the AAA level. What is your relationship like with him, and what do you think he now brings to this team?
I've spent a couple different seasons with him. Mm-hmm. He's been in the organization, I think, since 2014, and that's when I came in as well. So I worked with him a little bit when I was younger as an 18-year-old, and then, like you said, last season or a couple seasons ago in Columbus. And he's good. He's a good coach, a good human that will bring, I think, a good energy down there to a bullpen that I think we kind of set the foundation to last year, and we're looking to build on it.
What is that relationship like amongst you and the other bullpen arms? I mean, from the outside looking in, it seems like that is just a really tight-knit group for this Guardians club.
Definitely, I definitely agree. I think our bullpen is very close. We all hang out with each other when we're not playing and away from the field. We talk through the off season, what we're working on, and how we're trying to get better. And I think we bounce ideas off each other throughout the season as well. Just trying to pick each other's brains and get better. And that makes it a lot more fun to be down there in the bullpen, and makes the game a lot more exciting.
Are you able to offer some knowledge to guys that make that jump from, you know, being a starter, being in that rotation every 5 days, something that, you know, you once were in your career, to moving to the bullpen? I mean, we've seen other guys do it. Eli Morgan has done it. Aaron Civale has done it in certain situations. Are you able to kind of give guys an insight and some extra knowledge when that situation arises?
I think the two biggest things for me was just coming out of the bullpen and being ready to go right away and be aggressive. There's no establishing pitches. You're coming out and you're throwing your best stuff right away. And like I said earlier, trying to get trying to get three outs as quickly as possible. And then the other thing was, I think for me last year that I struggled with a little bit and kind of have been working on a lot is monitoring how much I'm throwing, because as a bullpen guy, you got to be ready to go every single night. And you don't want to throw too much to the point where you're going to hinder your performance in the game. So just kind of monitoring how you go about your throwing on a daily basis to enable that you're ready to go each night.
So as we get ready now for 2023, last one here for you, Sam. What's one thing that you're really honed in on and maybe focused on throughout the spring as you get ready for 2023? What's one thing you'd really like to maybe get ironed out here in these next couple of weeks, but before the regular season gets underway?
I think for me, throwing the slider a little bit more.
Okay.
Kind of mixing in the slider a little bit to right-handed hitters. I think it'll take some pressure off the curveball, because that was a pretty big weapon for me last year down the stretch, and kind of relied on that a lot. So I think throwing that slider for strikes and getting a little swing and miss to the right-handed hitters, I think will open up that curveball and the fastball as well.
Yeah, looking at the numbers last year, you were certainly missing a ton more bats with that off-speed stuff, so certainly looking forward to seeing what you do with it here in 2023. So, Sam, thank you very much for the time, man. Very much appreciate it, and best of luck to you here in 2023. Wishing nothing but success and good health for you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.